Well, it occurred to me we have not talked to Mayor Mike Duggan in a while. He's been busy, we've been busy, and it's also been the dog days of summer, among other things. But he's excited about something that has just taken place, and we're excited to talk with him about the signing of the CHIPS and Science Act into law and what that means for the city of Detroit, the great state of Michigan. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Welcome back to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Paul W.
Well, we're going to have you back. I mean, if the White House has you back a lot, why shouldn't we have you back?
Well, the White House called and asked if I would come out for a bill signing ceremony. And, you know, this is great for Michigan. It's great for the United States. And it was done on a bipartisan basis. It's something we don't see nearly often enough, but the sun came out, everyone was smiling, and we took a step forward.
I got to say, you probably, I hope, never take being invited to the White House for an event. Take that for granted. I mean, if you ever do, it's time to hang it up. You know what I mean?
No, it's always special. I, of course, been there many times, but the last time was in the spring. I took my grandkids for the Easter egg roll on the South Lawn, and that was a pouring rain day. All the grandkids had a great time. But I'm back at the same spot, sitting in a beautiful day, and small things. Rob Portman, who I went to law school with in Michigan, he's a retiring Republican senator from Ohio who was one of the lead sponsors of this, and to see him get a chance as he's winding down to take credit for what he did. This is a bill that was good for Michigan and good for Ohio. Just a really nice day.
CHIPS stands for Creating Helpful Incentives to Produce Semiconductors. It's a first step in the United States taking back our future. We have left to other countries our future and the things that we depend on. We've seen what's happened in automobile manufacturing and how we've been hurt with chips not being available, and we don't make them. We're going to have to make these moves, Mr. Mayor, in pharmaceuticals as well. We have still a bunch of drugs being made in China, and let's face it, we're not on the best terms with China right now.
Well, we've got, you know, a couple of decades of the business school pumping out these graduates on supply chain, saying squeeze every nickel out that you can without really any consideration to any other factor. And we moved more and more of these small pieces. And then you wake up one day and realize that you don't have the most essential pieces to run your appliances, to finish your automobiles, to run the computers. And I think the country is awakening to that. And with what happened yesterday, there's going to be a dramatic movement of returning microchip production to the United States. And you're right. But there are a number of other areas on supply chain. Paul W., the thing that shocked me the most was the first month of COVID, we had a terrible time getting testing done in this country. And a big part of the reason was the test kits relied on swabs that were made in Wuhan, China. And it was hard for America to gear up to make swabs. It is really concerning how much we outsource, but I think it's coming back now.
Look, Mr. Mayor, I mean, with that thought in mind, I'm not saying all of the test kits are made in China, but the ones I picked up at CVS the other day and bought are all made in China, which just brings me back to this whole unbelievable thought on what happened, how we got COVID, what China's role was in it, and it was significant. And then they then are producing the kits we need to test for. I mean, it's a pretty good thing. If it were planned, it's not a bad business model.
And it's something that tells you that the United States hasn't thought through as a country what are our strategic interests. But you're seeing it now with battery technology coming back. I do believe the House is going to pass a bill before the end of this week, the Inflation Reduction Act, that I think is going to drive a lot more electric vehicle production here and bring the batteries back here. And these are things that needed to be done. And maybe we woke up from the shock of COVID and are starting to rethink what we need to be American manufacturers again.
Our mayor, Mike Duggan, the mayor of Detroit, was at the White House by invitation yesterday. President Biden signing the CHIPS Act, which, by the way, goes beyond computer components. It proposes some big funding increases for the Department of Energy's Office of Science, the National Science Foundation, and the National Institute of Standards and Technology. How did the president seem yesterday?
He was smiling. He looked great. I had a little bit of a cough, but he just looked very happy right now, and he's had some rough months, so he's deserved the successes he's got in the last few weeks, and he looked like he was enjoying it.
Yeah, he's had some great successes in the last few weeks, no question about it. Do you think those successes are enough to quiet down the people in his own party that are suggesting he not run again for president?
There were the same people who told him he shouldn't have run 4 years ago because he had no chance of winning because his time had passed, and he ended up clobbering all the people who told him to step aside. I look back to 2016, and had he been our candidate, it would have been a very different outcome, but people wanted to sideline him then. So the president will do exactly what he feels is best on the timetable that he does. And of course, if he runs, I'll be 100% supportive of him. And if he decides he's done enough, I'll be happy for him.
Anything else we need to know here in the city of Detroit you're working on, you're concerned with, you're hoping for?
You know, the supply chain issues are just great for us. So Lear is finishing up the new seating plant being built on Connor that'll supply GM's Factory Zero. We've just got a partnership between LM and Magna on the site of the old Southwestern High School. There'll be another 400, 500 jobs for seats to be made on Ford trucks out in Western Wayne County. And with what City Council just did on the abandoned AMC headquarters on Plymouth Road that's been an eyesore for that community for the last 4 years, I suspect sometime soon we'll have another supplier site there. And so Detroiters are going back to work manufacturing again, and it's a good time for the city.
It is indeed. And I'm glad you mentioned in your first comment, Lear Corporation, and Ray Scott does such a good job for Lear, in the tradition of Lear being so involved in our community, philanthropic and all. And I just love Lear Corporation. I have an association with them for years, and I hope to keep it for years. But they always do so many good things. I'm glad you brought them up right away with the new seating plant. Always a pleasure. Please give our best to Dr. Sonia, and we'll see you around.
Good to talk to you, Paul W.
Always good talking with you, Mr. Mayor. Mayor Mike Duggan here on the Paul W. Smith Show, Wednesday morning edition on News Talk 760 WJR.